Blog Talk Radio.
I got you looking. Ha, ha, I got you looking. On me, like I'm an incomplete pyramid. Cause my swag is on top. Yeah, I know y'all notice it. So far from limited. Platinum without a hit. My trip on that ride. That whole Benz flip. Acting like you on my team. When you's a lying shit. Your fake game is weak. Hater, you need to quit. I work hard for what I got. And so deserving it. The best is in my future. Now that's a perfect fit. My swag balling. Rhyme swishing. Like a chef, my verse is cooking. When I thrust, the bed shookin'. It's my fault,
it's my fault.
Now she hookin', her snatch is wet. While she tookin', stuck on stoop, like she's from Brooklyn. I'm the best, y'all still rookin'. Call my agent.
Matt Frankel, aka Big Stacks. I relaxed your mind and let your body reach climax. And even you too says I got J-Lo wet. Don't you know that this is a fucking set? MSSP does that pussy right. It's like medicine to make you feel alright. This beat like Hot Fire Part 2. It's Primo and the MSSP crew. And all the chicks say they want it through, hit me, and skip the tune. So now girl, you know what to do. So now girl, you know what to do.
Ooh yeah, hey, it's to the beat, up on this track. To be up in the club, shaking that fat ass. You know what they want, to smack that ass. So give it to them, I'll bounce right back. I'll give you a lesson experiment, never go ahead. The action section, a baby wait in the back. I'll make you come so hot, you like, ooh yeah. Thanks, give up, you real bad. Thanks, give up, you real bad.
Yo, what up? It's the station that's got you looking, that's definitely got him looking. It's Big Stats Idle Hour. I'm Matt Big Stats Frankel, and we have a great interview for you guys today. Kim Cameron will be on the air talking with us. So, and I'm excited. Dude, never have I been so excited to speak to an artist who has since even sent me any of her music, but I've heard so much from about this artist, so we're going to have an amazing show and find some stuff out about this woman. Anyways, I've been talking to some people, and we do have a potential new co-host. We'll see if everything pans out with that, and as soon as we know, we'll let you know. So things exciting are going on here at Big Stats Idle Hour. All right. So, this next track, hold on a second, because we got a caller from the 202. Caller from the 202. Come in, caller.
Well, this is Kim Cameron. I thought I'd drop by.
Hey, welcome. I was just saying how usually when I connect with an artist and do a feature interview, that I prefer to have a bunch of music from the artist, but in your case, I feel like we've talked so so much about stuff going on that I think we can have an exciting interview. What kind of music do you do?
I write all kinds of music, but what I'm probably known for the most is the dance electronica format. So that's really what my shows consist of.
So who would be your inspirations in dance electronica?
Wow, tough one. There's some great records out there right now. I love Wake Me Up. I mean, that's a fabulous record. I love BT. I think he's sort of timeless. Deadmau5 is always going to be a big favorite, but I classify them as more of a remixer more than electronica dance artist. Probably like Kylie Minogue is kind of closer to where I'm sitting at. I'm probably right in between, a BT and a Kylie Minogue, who's she does a lot of. She's been moving more and more electronica, but she's still pretty, heavy dance.
All right. And as someone who myself is I do the DJing, I do the music myself, and I'm working on a book. I understand that you're actually on a book tour. How do you balance out doing a book tour and working on writing music?
Well, it's been a little challenging, I have to say. But because it's kind of two different heads you have to put on. The book tour I'm doing is... It relates to my children's book, and I actually take puppets with me and do a little puppet show when I am doing the abridged version. And so, having the puppets and, doing the narration in front of a bunch of 4-, 5-, and 6-year-olds is very different than when you are going to go perform on Hollywood Boulevard, over in Sunset, on Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood. So it's a little... it's a little different, totally different audiences, different mindsets, and it's a balancing act. So, for instance, this I'll be heading out to L.A. the third week of October, and I'll be doing book tours at schools, and then that night I'll be heading over and doing a show over at Silver Lake Lodge. So, you just kind of tiptoe through it, I guess.
All right. We have some more questions for you. We're going to spin a song right now. This is a mixtape song that comes to us from a singer/rapper known as Black Diamond with her own spin on Beyonce's Sweet Dreams. Her song's called My Sweet Dreams. And this is Black Diamond with My Sweet Dreams.
Come down. My sweet dreams, everything that I get. interrupting me. You said that dreams come true, but only if you do believe. I see my name in bright light, my fans chanting my name. I got like 4-5 Grammys, but this is all a dream. My weak dream.
That was My Sweet Dreams by Black Diamond. We have Kim Cameron on the line. So you were telling us a little bit about your tour. Whereabouts, again, are you planning to stop? If are there any locations that you would like to plug on the air that you're planning to stop in? If people wanted to do, like, get signed copies or so
sure.
forth?
Sure. On October 18th, we're doing an hour-long show over at Silver Lake Lodge. They're on Sunset Boulevard at 11 p.m. We'd love to see people come out. It'll be a nice dance party. They have a couple of DJs. It's going to be all female performers that night, so a couple of female DJs are kicking it off, and then I'll get on there and do some dance originals and a few dance covers. As far as the book tour is concerned, I'm actually locked up into a number of schools. Some will be in the Rancho Vista area. Some will be in Manhattan Beach. Which will be quite fun for me. I love doing those kinds of things. The summer I did a lot of libraries and bookstores, but so this will be my first experience doing the puppet show in schools.
And definitely I want you to send me an email at bigstatsradio.com. Send me some of these dates because I would love to come and check them out, and we could do, and I want to do a follow-up. We're going to ask you some more questions in a few, but we're going to play our next song right now. This is from our station's compilation album, the Idol Compilation Volume 1. This comes from us from a rapper by the name of Big Mook. This is Ray Charles Swag.
I can't. is I was lost, but now I'm found.
Kim Cameron on the line with us. So tell us, what do you think about this craze of the EDM music scene finally coming into the mainstream after so long of just being an underground music scene?
Hey, I'm loving every second of it, so I think it's great. I think it's, you know, it's very similar to what happened in the 80s when, you know, techno was a big thing, and it was just, it's just now it's time. And you kind of look at the history of music, and every decade has their time. You know, pop had their time, and before that you had this kind of punk pop thing going on in the 90s, and you know, so it's just it was time to bring back dance music. I mean, that's really what we're talking about. Is we've renamed it because we have more electronic sounds and widgets and things to put into it, but really it's just dance music. And I think we're at a place in our economic situation in the country where people don't have the jobs they want, or they don't have a job at all because we still have, you know, ridiculous unemployment going on, that
right.
People need music to escape. So what better way are you going to escape than through something that's upbeat, you know, that's going to get you tapping your foot and go out and...
and dancing out in the clubs, yeah.
Exactly. So I think it just, it's a sign of the times right now.
All right. Well, one song that, you know, when you talk about dance music, one song for me that really has been, I think that dance and electronica and EDM has definitely infiltrated other genres of music, and, you know, we'll hear hip-hop that's infused with EDM, we'll hear pop that's infused with EDM. So it's really been crazy. My group, and I'm spin this song in a second, even did a song, my group, the MSFP crew, we've even recorded a song that's on our Idol compilation, Volume 1 album, titled Hotspot. So I'm going to play that now, and I'm going to ask you some more questions in a few.
Okay.
Yeah. Who's that? Let's skip on the track. Yeah. thing or nothing. Put it all together and I'ma let you know. If you thought I wasn't from the O, well, here we go again. QAU to the end. QAU to the more than a metaphor, I'ma let you know who's all in the door. Me, are you gone? A dinosaur? I'm older, I'm ancient. My lyrics are coming, but I have no patience for you. No time to waste it. Coming through now, what's the case? Can you hear what I'm saying? Is there any chasing? Go, I said, go, I said.
Refreshing like a frosty freeze, the scent of this mist bringing man to me. Elegantly like a summer breeze, got the image of me. 3D, a technical, spectacle, electricity. Light up the spot, hot spot, fast hot, don't stop. You got what I got. You got what I want. You got what I want. Girl, show 'em what you got now.
I'll show 'em what I got. No, you give a. I got what you want.
Hotspot by the MSFP crew. And for if you guys are just joining us, we got Kim Cameron on the phone. Let's bounce back and talk a little bit about your book some more. Tell me a little bit about this children's book and what's it about.
Well, it's geared towards, it was originally supposed to be just a audiobook released, but we had so many requests to also release it as a printed book, so now it's in all the forms, both audio, CD, e-book, paperback, and also the audio CDs. And it's about a little girl who, actually I was inspired by a little girl, which is the reason why the book was written, when I was on tour this past fall. But she and her family go down to St. Thomas on vacation. And because of special seagrass that grows only around that island, she ends up developing these unique special powers that enable her to talk to fish underwater. And so she befriends an octopus and a starfish, and they go on an adventure to try to find buried treasure. And it's one of a series that is actually being developed. The second part of the story, the second series, you know, the second one in the series will be released, we hope, crossing fingers, before Christmas.
Well, that sounds exciting, and I can't wait to read a copy of it. Or you said that you have it on audio, book, where can audio of it be found at?
Well, it's pretty easy. The book is called Seeper Powers in Search of Blue Jay's Treasure. Seeper meaning instead of superpowers, you have Seeper Powers in the C. So S-E-A power, Seeper Powers. And Amazon, you can find it on iTunes. You can find it at Barnes & Noble. You can find it on several different websites. So it's pretty easy. Or you can go to my website, and there's a link to several of them as well. It's sideeffectsmusic.com, and there is a tab that's called Books. Or you could go to superpowers.com, and that will direct you to some links as well.
All right, that sounds exciting. All right, we got another song. So stay on the line. We'll ask you some more questions. This one comes to us from an artist that I actually produced for. This is the song that I actually produced for her. This is Tierra Mora with and the song is Almost There.
Oh,
Well, that was Tierra Mora with Almost There. We got Kim Cameron with us on the line. For the book, do you have a who does your illustrations?
Actually, there's an extraordinary artist that is down in Florida who is also just leaving his late teenage years, who's been doing the drawings and is working on the next set of drawings for the sequel. Just, doesn't do anything with using Photoshop. It's all hand drawing, which is what I wanted for the children's book. You know, there's something that is very warm when you have somebody who's actually drawing on paper, and it's not quite as perfect as when you see things that are done in graphic kind of illustration type of program. So he has been doing an outstanding job.
I'm definitely a huge supporter of art and people actually, whether it be performance art or visual art, that, you know, just the work that's put into it. And I think that that's definitely something that's, it just gives it that extra touch.
It really does.
Yes. So, you were mentioning earlier that you're doing a showcase on Sunset with a bunch of female DJs. Is there anything you can tell us about that? What can be expected?
Well, I think if people are really interested in dance music and they're really interested in listening to some very cool mixes by some DJs, this is going to be a really great night. Plus, it's Friday night and it's October, so it's, what could go wrong? I mean, you know, it's Southern California. Life is good.
Yep. All right, we got another song coming up. We're doing, this one is from the Nicki Minaj mixtape. This is Nicki Minaj featuring Lil Wayne, and this song is called Sunshine.
Hey, yo. Young Money, nigga. Hello, Brooklyn, President Carter, Nicki LaRusso,
Sycamore.
Me and the Dread, yo, give him some head blow, don't you see, no, he keep me flyer than a Red Bull, don't give a damn when Christmas is, my bitches is, president mistresses, now let's go, I'm with the boys, I'm Miss Ross, I make them girls jump like I'm Chris Cross, back to basic, bitch, I've been the hot since A6, and I'm tighter than facelifts, flyer than spaceships now, as for Dread, I met him on Mars, I said I am Minaj, and I'm good with the bars. He said that he a monster, he could be my Tarzan, and he looking for a bad bitch for a squadron. That's how we got together. See, he control the weather. I leave my planet never without my umbrella. Is there the money slash? Young money, cash money. You can't catch money. Run it, nigga, fast money. Getting that wheezy, you're coming through me. See, and I won't hesitate to do anyone greasy. If he give me the word, then I'm flipping the bird, and then I'm spinning around, and I'm gripping the burner. See, I been the bitch since bubble gum and double dutch. You was playing hopscotch, bitch, I've been top notch. Yeah. Bitches is whack, they trash, they just pollution. Write your own raps, make that your resolution. Fuck up. Okay, I'm Dread, yo. I keep a red hoe. I keep a red bow. Blood gang, bitch. I get that dread, though. I get that head blow until she got a red throat. Now, who be rolling with the boy like sushi? She said her name is Nicki. I'm sushi. I ain't have to introduce me. She
knew me. I told her that she's unique like a boutique, and I got her, and she said she got me. Now let's go. She was the boss, and I'm the boss. He the president, she the whiskey, but we never get caught. And I could give her brain back because I'm so smart. Fuck with my bitch, and I'ma draw like Picasso art. Yeah, I spit at you like a hot beat. And nigga, if it's not her, then it's
not me.
Yeah, as for her, I met her on Mars, and she said,
hey, it's my dog, and I'm good with the bars.
She got me with her charm. My wings are my arms. Now we flying over chicken head, shitting on your farm. Like sitting on a thorn, like sitting on a horn. We sticking to your ass like brass. So get a new alarm for me and Miss Nikki Barnes. Cause we kill everyone and get a quitted in a morn. So get a new alarm for me and Miss Nikki Barnes. Cause we kill everyone and get a quitted in a morning. Bling. Hello, Brooklyn. Big Boogie. I told you we would go do it, baby. Nicki Minaj, Nicki the Whiskey, CCF, Savage, and
listen.
Going back to my plan, Alex.
Mr. President, you know the mistress gotta holler at you for a minute, right? Like, I mean, you know, meet the girl in the Oval Office is nothing. It's going down. Tell your wife you're gonna be a little late tonight.
And that was Sunshine by Nicki Minaj. If you're just joining us, we have Kim Cameron on the line. She's doing a book tour. She's performing on Sunset. Is there anything else that they should know about?
Well, if any of your listeners are in the New York area, Halloween will be a great show at the Royalton, right in the heart of Times Square. Starts at 10 o'clock. Of course, you need to wear a special costume to make it that much more exciting. We are putting together the next set of tour dates, so I don't have a lot of dates to give right now because we're moving things around here and there, but hopefully I'll be back in the L.A. area after the 18th of October for another run. But, you know, I think what's fun to watch over the last couple months, I would say last 6 months, is to see the impact that dance music is really having on the country. And something that we hadn't really talked about for years. And it's, to me, very interesting to see that now our focus really is on our dancing soulmates. You know, you've got the guys like Daft Punk and Robin Thicke who've really, you know, dominated this summer's charts. And if you compare that to last summer when you had Call Me Maybe and Someone I Used to Know, which were pure pop songs, it just makes it really interesting to see the direction that things are going.
Yeah, and you were mentioning Daft Punk, and it's really interesting how, you know, because usually when you think of EDM music, you think of all these electronic sounds, but with the, they were it was actually to bring, you know, electronica and, you know, sort of, I guess the word for it is a retro sound with almost like a Michael Jackson-esque sound with with songs like Get Lucky, for example. You know?
Exactly.
It's, you know, it's definitely been interesting to see.
I couldn't agree more. And now you have, you know, SFX, which is now going up, you know, for they're looking for buyers. So they've just released they just went public. So it's very interesting, and I guess Warner Music is now getting themselves finally involved in EDM. They're a little late, but that's all right. Better to come to the party.
Definitely. we got another song we're going to play for you guys. This one's also from Tierra Mora. This song is entitled Serenade. Which I will be playing for you momentarily. So, what do you think about, you were mentioning Daft Punk, this infusion of retro pop with EDM?
I love seeing a lot of these different genres mixed together. I think it adds a very interesting element to it. I think it's more pleasing to our ear. We're always looking for something different, and even though people shy away from something new, you know, we get tired of things very easily. We are always looking for the next new thing. We may not like to admit that, but that really is what we're doing, which is why every quarter you've got a set of new songs that come out. I mean, look at Roar. Roar is just skyrocketed, and Roar's, she's very pop, but she's introduced a lot more electronic sound similar to her E.T. single that she released. So she's borderlining on the dance music. She doesn't have quite the heavy beat. She's still staying with that sort of 90s, 80s kind of beach, California beach feel, but, you know, she's tinkering with it as well. So I think it's fun for me as a listener. It's fun to hear people mix things up.
All right, so here's our next song. We'll talk to you in a little bit after this song. This is Tierra Mora with Serenade, Catch the Reflection.
I open my eyes, I see the sunrise. I look to my right, moon kisses the sky. Behind me is the scene of sunset serenading me. Behind me is the scene of past times I used to spend with you, Daddy. I'm running straight ahead.
Joining us. Welcome. Now, earlier you were telling us about for your book tour, going to school with puppets. So like, you would do all the voices, or I'm assuming?
Yeah, it's quite. I have a new appreciation for puppeteers because I feel like I need one more hand. But, yes, I attempt to do as many different voices as I can as quickly as I can.
All right.
But it's a challenge, I should say. I even in 15 minutes, as I tell people, it's like doing a full two-hour concert by the time I'm done because there's so much. When you're dealing with kids that are that young, very easy for them to get distracted, and so you really have to keep things moving very quickly, because if you flinch, they're off in some other daydream land, or they're looking at the clock or whatever they're going to do. So in order to keep their attention, you have to keep things moving.
Yeah, especially in the era of ADD, everyone having ADD, and kids are, as you said, are already distractible. So there's definitely a lot of challenges that go on, I would imagine, during that.
Oh yeah, it's great fun. It's great fun.
All right. So we're gonna play our next song. This comes from to us from a mainstream artist, Rihanna, and the song is S&M by Rihanna.
Nah, 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 come on.
Well, that was S&M by Rihanna. And if you're just joining us, we do have Kim Cameron online. You were telling us about earlier about your New York Halloween party show that you're doing. Will there be any kind of like costume contests? I always find that those are fun around Halloween. Is there anything special that people can expect?
Well, yeah, if people have ever been to New York Halloween, it is an incredible time to be there. The most elaborate, they do in the village is this huge parade that takes place, and it is the costumes are insane. They are so magnificent to look at. So you've got the streets and the people just lined up already dressed, and pretty much every place is going to be packed. The place that I'm going to be at, I am more than willing to do some giveaways for the best costume. I don't think we've formally said that we're having any kind of costume party, but I know I'm dressing up.
All right. Well, that sounds good. I want to thank you for joining us.
It's been great. It's been my pleasure. And like I said, if any of your listeners are interested in coming out and seeing us on October 18th, 11 o'clock at the Silver Lake Lounge on Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood, I'd love to see them.
All right, and we're going to close out the show with a song from an act that was a huge sensation on last season of The X Factor. This is Emblem 3, and the song is Chloe.
Chloe, I know your sister turns everyone on, but you're the one I want.
Yeah, yeah. Front page magazine, everybody says that she's a queen, but that's you to me, and I just wanna let you know that she likes the fashion light. I love the way that you like candlelight.
Emblem 3 with Chloe. I want to thank all you guys for listening. As always, if you support what we're doing, you want to help it take us to the next level, want to know more about things that I'm doing, and want to help out with the startup of my foundation, the Big Cats Cares Foundation, which benefits special needs children with music education, bringing music education to special needs children. All you got to do is drop over to msfpinc.com. That is our parent site, msfpinc.com. Scroll down, click on the donate button, give with your heart, and we'll see you guys next time on Big Stats Idle Hour. Thanks.